You're listening to Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Ever hear a water cooler conversation about the latest episode of the latest TV show that everybody is watching except you? Fear not. Even the most buzzed about television shows are not being watched by the masses, at least not in real time. Audiences for premium cable programs like True Blood or Dexter draw only a couple million viewers when they hit the air. Compare that with the old network giants like ER or Friends, which played to 10 or 15 million viewers each week. January marks a lull in some of TV's best programming, which Word of Mouth senior producer Rebecca Lavoy says makes it a great time to catch up on what you've missed. Rebecca, great to have you on this side of the studio wall.
I have to say it's pretty cool in here. Thanks.
It's actually a little warm, but we'll be fine. Now, why is now the time for those, say, less addicted than you TV watchers to catch up?
Well, there are a few reasons. First, there are so many ways to get great content right now. It's really amazing how many programs are available on demand, and I'm not just talking about that on-demand menu on your cable screen. I'm talking about Netflix. I don't think a lot of people realize that you can get Netflix on your phone. You can get Netflix through your Blu-ray player or even your kid's Wii machine. And if somebody in your family subscribes to HBO or Showtime, you can actually get apps for those networks on your phone, and you can watch this content at the gym. You can watch it online. You can watch it at work on your lunch hour. So it's a great time. And of course, the other reason is that a lot of these great shows are off the air. So you're not missing new episodes when you're catching up on old ones, and you'll be ready when the new ones come back on.
So I'm looking at your list of shows and see that not all of the recommendations are exactly new.
That's exactly right. For the past decade or so, I'd say starting with the HBO show The Sopranos, premium cable networks have really been pumping out film-quality shows, and I think this is in response to some of the really great shows that were being done by networks that never really quite found large audiences but fit within the financial model of cable companies. So it's not just a great time to catch up on shows that are currently on, but it's never too late to get addicted to these programs that were on 5, even 10 years ago.
All right, I'm going to be a witness to that. Let's get to it. What should we be watching on demand right now?
Well, I'm sure this won't come as a big surprise to you because I talk about it all the time, but my first pick, hands down, is Homeland. This is the Showtime series that just finished its first season. It's only available right now to Showtime subscribers, but I will say this, it is worth signing up for Showtime for a single month so you can watch the 12 episodes of this show. It is a perfect 10, acting, writing, execution. It stars a brilliant Claire Danes, heartbreaking Mandy Patinkin, and it's about Damian Lewis, who plays a character who was a POW in Iraq, who's rescued, who Danes' character, who's a CIA agent, thinks is a terrorist. And the kicker is that Claire Danes' character, Carrie Matheson, super competent CIA operative, is actually taking antipsychotic medication, which it's kind of revealed that it sounds like she needs.
Okay, so let's listen to a clip from Homeland. This is also by the makers of 24, kind of the other side of the terrorism fight, and named by a number of sources as the breakthrough drama of the fall season.
The thing is, Saul, the Abu Nazir has methods and patterns and priorities. A single sniper? No, Abu Nazir didn't do that. He never has. He never will. He goes big. He explodes. He maims en masse. We know that.
Slow down.
Well, facts. Facts are facts. And we have about a week, maybe less, to figure out the real target. Not this single shot to the president's spy novel 101 book.
That was Mandy Patinkin and Claire Danes, definitely off her meds there.
Yes.
In a scene from Homeland. It's available on demand for free if you subscribe to Showtime. But I have heard of people, no one I know, of course, finding copies of it online.
Uh-oh.
And you have another recommendation that's tied to this one.
I do. It is really impossible to overstate that Claire Danes is absolutely brilliant on this show. But it's also important, I think, to remember that she was equally brilliant way back in 1994. She was just 13 years old when she was cast in one of my all-time favorite shows, My So-Called Life.
I loved Jordan Catalano so much and talked about him so much and thought about him so much. It was like he lived inside me. Like he had taken possession of my soul or something. And then one day, I got over him.
Jordan Catalano.
Jordan Catalano.
Where can people find that show?
Well, really good news here. That very short 19-episode series is now available in its entirety on Netflix. You can get it in your instant queue and watch it right away.
All right. What else should we try out now?
Okay. So I will watch anything that HBO puts out. I don't think that that's a mystery either. But I never expected to fall in love with a show that is in between its first and second season right now. And that show is called Game of Thrones.
In the name of Robert of the House Baratheon, the first of his name.
Don't look away.
King of the Andals and the first.
Father will know if you do.
Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and protector of the realm. I, Eddard, of the House Stark, sentence you to die.
You did well.
Another addiction you were kind enough to share with me. What makes this show worth the time?
Well, again, it's a perfect 10 in execution. It's based on a series of fantasy novels, which, of course, means that people ride around on horses. There are battle scenes, British accents, dragon myths, violent jousting. But the cast, including Sean Bean, who you heard there chopping off that fellow's head, is spot on. The books might not be everyone's cup of tea, but the gorgeousness of this show, the execution of it cannot be overstated. I would really, really recommend catching it if you haven't.
We're talking about catching up on great TV, past and present, on demand, with our resident television addict, Word of Mouth senior producer, Rebecca Lavoie. Okay, so let's think about some of the shows that have had another life, even though they've been off the air for a long time. One that you mentioned is Firefly.
Yeah, this is another great low-commitment show. It only had one season. This was Joss Whedon's follow-up to Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It starred Nathan Fillion. It starred Maria Baccarin, who's now Sergeant Brody's wife on Homeland. Gina Torres, really, really great show. Science fiction, cowboy, excellent drama, really great writing. Again, can't recommend it highly enough.
Okay, so I'm going to out myself and say that I have not had a television for about 20, 25 years.
Oh, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Oh, well, you know, I'm an addictive personality. If I had a TV, I would watch it all the time, especially with so much great television on. So I do make a habit of looking at Netflix. I do make a habit of Hulu or, you know, catching up on programs so that I'll know a little bit about what's going on in popular culture. But, you know, it's tough because I go through Game of Thrones and I see this sort of definitive episode and I want to talk to people about it, and I've missed the boat.
Well, you haven't, because I think one of the things that we're familiar with now especially is that online there are communities of people who are exactly where you are in the show that you're watching, and they're easy to find on Twitter. They're easier to find on a website like Television Without Pity. Today, I was looking forward, for example, to Ken Rudin being here for Talk of the Nation because I happen to know he's a big Homeland fan, and how do I know that? From his Facebook page. You can find people out there who are exactly where you are, who are half caught up, and you can be friends with them and find them to talk about. It's actually quite easy.
Okay, so there's another series that has made all of the best of the top 10 lists this past year, Breaking Bad. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Breaking Bad stars Bryan Cranston as a high school chemistry teacher turned meth cooker, and Aaron Paul as his former student turned partner, Jesse Pinkman, whose character has, in my opinion, maybe the best dialogue and dialect of any character on television.
Let's hear a little bit of Breaking Bad.
4 pounds. 4 pounds. 2 pounds wasn't bad enough.
We're talking 200-300 boxes of sinus pills.
There ain't that many Smurfs in the world.
We're not going to need pseudoephedrine. We're going to make phenylacetone in a tube furnace. Then we're going to use reductive amination to yield methamphetamine, 4 pounds.
So you do have a plan.
Yeah, Mr. White. Yes, science.
So when you're looking back in time, isn't there an opportunity to pick and choose, say, if you read online that a show did jump the shark later in a season?
There is. There's absolutely that opportunity. Just watch the episodes that you read are good. Feel free to read the reviews of a series. Pick and choose. Just watch season 1 and 2 of Dexter, for example. You know, a show that I'm actually watching right now that I really hear a lot of great stuff about, and I've been trying it, but I have to be honest, maybe not for me, and I should have taken the warnings from Twitter seriously, Walking Dead on AMC. This is a show, Virginia, that I know a lot of people love, and trying to pick and choose, trying to get it done, but my personal fear of zombies is really keeping me from it. But, you know, it's one thing I would say, read blogs, look online, hashtag television, and it's never too late to be cool with your TV picks, unless you hate zombies.
Rebecca, thank you so much for the rundown.
Thanks for inviting me in.
Word of Mouth senior producer and admitted TV addict Rebecca Lavoie. As we know, the first step is admitting that you have a problem. For more on her picks, for what you want to sample on demand, click on over to wordofmouthradio.org. Maybe you'll find something there to add to the water cooler conversation. Stay with Word of Mouth for context, trumping character, when we continue in just a minute.